Welcome to The Big Picture with your host, Harrison Newton.
Hit the subscribe and share the word.
Hello everyone, welcome back to the show. With me, I got Alex M again. Welcome, Alex.
Hello, Harrison.
It's good to have you back on the show. You're an awesome guest because you got such an interesting perspective on life. And just a little background to the subject today. We met at Toastmasters, and Toastmasters is where you go and you do public speaking because you want to improve your public speaking, right?
Yep, definitely. And so, also improve my confidence.
Exactly. And that's what we wanted to talk about today, is improve your confidence, because I've seen your confidence improve so much.
All right. Really? Like, we only met for a few months and even then you could see it?
I've seen your confidence rise so much over the 3 months, because we actually sit in the same seats every time, so we sit next to each other. Mm-hmm. Have you seen your confidence increase?
Yeah, I can see it. Although, not as much as other people see it, but I can still see my confidence definitely improved. Actually, no, it has improved a lot.
That's what we're going to talk about, is growing confidence and how good it is for your life. Because I guess confidence is quite key, because you need enough confidence to try and do what you want to do in your life and believe in yourself. So without confidence, life is pretty hard.
Yeah, definitely. I've been there before.
Yeah, and when you lose your confidence, like, it's quite interesting. Your whole personality changes. You know, you're not confident with people, so you sort of miss out there. You're not confident in yourself, so you don't do as much as you should. So,
yeah, just losing the confidence in yourself is the biggest thing, I'll say. Because if you're not confident with yourself, you keep telling yourself, I'm not good enough, I'm not good enough, I'm not good enough. But keep saying this to yourself itself is a way of being less confident over time, because you slowly start to believe in the statement. And over time, you'll be less confident over and over and over. So it's like a vicious cycle, and you need to break that in order to regain your confidence in the state.
Yeah, exactly. And I think everyone goes through waves, depending on what's happening on their life and stuff. Mm-hmm. But I guess you really want to grow confidence. And how do you think we grow confidence in people? What's helped you?
What helped me? Firstly, you just have to realize that it is okay to make mistakes when talking to people. I was really not confident when talking to people, because I was always afraid if I say something wrong to the people, if I say something wrong, if I muck up something, have I said something I shouldn't have done? All these thoughts constantly circling your mind, and that prevents you from even lifting a single word to anyone around you.
Exactly. And then that gets really isolating. And like you said, sometimes you go in a downward spiral.
Exactly.
So how do you get out of that spiral? I guess for me, looking at getting out of the spiral, first of all, it's really tough. Yeah. But secondly, it's sort of pushing yourself outside of your comfort zone. Like you showing up to Toastmasters, it's putting yourself out of your comfort zone. Mm-hmm. And for me, that looks like a big part of how to grow confidence, is pushing yourself outside your comfort zone, because then you get more comfortable with change.
Yep, but getting that push to get out of your comfort zone can be really difficult. So in that sense, getting other people's help will definitely help. Because I'll tell you this, I started going to Toastmasters because Joe, one of the person I know, suggested me to go to Toastmasters in order to improve my confidence. And of course, at first I didn't really want to go because it is outside my comfort zone. But I know Joe means well for me, and I do want to improve my confidence. That's why I pushed myself to going to Toastmasters. So yeah, just getting other people's help is a good way to push yourself out of the comfort zones.
Yeah, and for me, Toastmasters has really helped me do this podcast, because you get more faith in what you're doing, and more confident to do stuff and to stand up and speak. And that's what I've enjoyed about you and why I wanted you on the show was you got such an interesting view, and one of your speeches was sort of about confidence. And so my next question is, why do you think confidence is going down? Do you feel that people are less confident these days? Because they say that we're more isolated than previous generations. And like Gen Z, it's looking bleak.
Yes, you know what? Yes, I completely agree with you. Because as the generation passes, like, people are being less engaged with other people. Like, for example, when was the last time you engaged with your neighbors?
Yeah, well, that doesn't happen anymore.
No.
No, that's weird.
Yeah, I remember, well, I don't know, this is...
Well, it's not weird, I'm just saying that it's viewed as weird.
Oh, sorry.
Nah.
Yeah, I still remember, well, this could be just Korean stuff, I don't know, but I do remember when I was young, I remember going out of the apartments and going to the playgrounds, and there will always be someone to play with. But now if you go to the playground, there'll be no one outside.
Yeah, we've lost touch with the outdoors a little bit, and especially in those big cities. Yep. How many people live in Seoul? It's millions, like.
Yeah, heck, population of Seoul is bigger than the population of New Zealand in total.
I'm going to Google it.
Yeah, sorry, go ahead. No, I'll Google it too.
9.776 million people live in Seoul. So 9.8 million. So let's round that up to 10 million people live in Seoul now. Yeah. I guess that's why you can't know your neighbor.
And the population of New Zealand is around
5 million. So it's twice the size. It's twice the size of New Zealand, just Seoul, just one city.
Yep. And I guess it also doesn't help the fact that there's so many apartments in Korea. And in Korea, the noise made by the residents upstairs is the biggest issue.
What do you mean by that?
So, because the apartments were built in the time when Korea was really booming up, they're really built poorly, so there's no noise cancellation between each floors. So any noise that's made upstairs, downstairs, or even side rooms, they can all be heard, and that creates this argument between the neighbors. But the noise is inevitable because of how the building's structured. But because even if they tell each other to stop it, and the noise just keeps happening, they get the idea that they're ignoring me, and it builds that disharmony between each other.
Yeah. Oh, and fair enough. I live in a block of units, and the gossip between the 10 flat owners, they have like annual meetings where they argue and gossip, but nothing changes.
Yeah. Yeah, that's why I'm glad to be in New Zealand where, well, I'm glad to live in a single house right now. There's no need to worry about the bloody noise between each residents. Am I allowed to say bloody?
Yeah, you're allowed to say bloody.
Okay. Cool.
That's a good Kiwi word.
Yeah. It's more like a British. It came from British and came to Kiwi.
Bloody, yeah.
Yeah.
So how do we build more confidence in the kids these days, you know? Because...
There's a tough question. That's definitely a difficult question to answer. But... Well, I say the biggest solution would be to just keep the interactions.
Try and rebuild more conversations and like connections with each other.
Yeah. I mean, there's got to be people with the similar interests as you, right?
Yeah. And that builds confidence because you don't feel alone. I guess for me, I see confidence like how you get confident is I always thought it's like... There's stuff you're confident about, and then everything outside that is what you're not comfortable or confident about. And so what you do, whenever you push yourself, your confidence increases. Mm-hmm. So then anything that happens within that new confidence barrier is easier. So the more you push yourself, the more you're used to pushing yourself, so the easier it is.
Yes, I completely agree. Because if there's also a system where you're rewarded for breaking out of your comfort zone, then, I mean, humans are built with three mindsets, I should say. One is threat, the threat of, like, when there's danger and running away. One is calm when being with other people. And three is drive, the motivations to do things. And if you're rewarded for doing getting out of your comfort zones, then your mind will tell you to keep doing it.
Yeah, and it's exciting, and it becomes fun because it's curious and it opens you up.
Mm-hmm.
But I guess the next point, like you said, getting out of your comfort zone, is we're not really rewarded for getting out of our comfort zones these days. We're rewarded for being like hard workers and not pushing the boundaries.
And keeping our mouth shut.
Yeah, and not questioning.
Hmm.
You know, like, I feel like part of our confidence problem is this, you know, we cotton ball life a little bit. So, mm-hmm. So life is not as, like, unknown as it should be. Yeah. And I guess why it's so important and why it's, like, a tough conversation is I think it's just important everyone's confidence so they can fulfill their potential.
Mm-hmm.
As you've got more confident, do you think more doors have it open for you?
Definitely. Like, when I was not confident at all, I was just too afraid to send any applications to anywhere. Like, even just writing something in CV or cover letter, I just thought it was I and nothing. And goes for a few days, and I hit myself for it. And because I beat myself for not doing it, I do it less. And as I said, the vicious cycle, mate.
Yeah.
But, yeah, by being more confident, like, and understanding that it is okay to make mistakes, and it's all right to be lenient on yourself, I find myself more easy to, like, write the CVs or cover letters or ask for other people to check it for me.
Mm.
So, well, that's one way of being confident improves my life. And second is, well, this is not really work-related, but I remember when I was really not confident at all, I just couldn't go to any stores because I was too afraid to even talk to the workers or the store people. I was just too scared to say anything. But now I do know that they're all there to work, and they probably won't know who I am after I leave, and also knowing that they're all probably as scared as I am. And with that, yeah, just talking to them, asking them stuff I want, it became more easier for me.
Wow. And I guess that's the fundamental of confidence. Like, it cripples. It can really cripple you as a person because you lose that confidence to even interact with people.
Exactly. And because of that, you'll just lock yourself in harder because you'll be too scared to say anything. It's like your body will go in a self-protection mode where you're trying not to be hurt by others, but in reality, you're just hurting yourself.
Wow. And I guess it's not about being arrogant, but it's about allowing yourself to believe in yourself so you can, you know, fulfill your potential. Because as soon as you're not confident in yourself, you can't really fulfill it. Like, you need to get in the headspace.
Mm-hmm.
Because that's the juice. That's what gets the engine going.
And also, if you don't believe in yourself, then who else can? You're the only one who knows well about yourself than anyone else. So believe in yourself. Or else, who's going to be there to believe in for you?
Wow. And that's it. Like, it's your responsibility. Like, mm-hmm. Unfortunately, with it, at the end of the day, you got to make those jumps and you got to do it. And it sucks. It would be nice for someone else to do it for you. But, you know, you got to push yourself and you got to try. And it sucks, but it builds a bit of character.
But also know that it is okay to make mistakes because everyone makes mistakes. Like, the humanity is built around mistakes as well. Heck, even penicillin is made because of a researcher forgetting to close the lid on the germs before going to vacation. So yeah, it's okay to make mistakes because everyone makes mistakes. You're not alone here. And it's okay to be lenient on yourself. Because just as how much only you can believe in yourself, it's only you who can be lenient on yourself as well.
Wow. You're the man.
Why?
That was awesome. That was so motivational. I feel like that's a great place to wrap up because I am pumped. And I know my confidence has increased this episode.
Glad to hear that.
How about your own? Well, did you inspire yourself? Because you inspired me.
But here's the thing. Like, inspiring others is one thing. Inspiring yourself is another. Because the fight with yourself is the hardest of all. So, yes, this quote inspired myself too. But I had to work extra hard to inspire myself as well.
Wow. Wow, Alex. Okay, thanks everyone for listening in today. It's been really fun doing a motivational episode, so let me know if you guys want more of these because I thought it was really cool. Make sure to subscribe and follow the show and follow the Instagram. I'm looking forward to it launching and me getting more content out there for you guys, so follow it at TheBigPictureNZ. And I'll talk to you soon.
That was The Big Picture. Hit the subscribe and share the word.